Hello?
Hello, Kim?
This is her.
Hey there, this is Alan with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. Thank you very much for asking. So, Kim, we have a client interview scheduled for you today. The call's going to take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's go ahead and get this taken care of. So first and foremost, just want to go ahead and thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. First, I'm going to be verifying your business information. Secondly, I will be discussing relevant keywords or service that you provide. And then lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and discussing the following steps, okay? So let's go ahead and get this moving along. So I see that you received the terms and the conditions. You got that taken care of, which is great. The next step is just verifying
Just so you know, I am already with you guys.
Right.
And so you don't have to go through, like, everything that you had to before, because I literally want pretty much the same exact thing.
Correct. Well, in this case here, it is kind of necessary just so I can go ahead and make sure that everything is on here, okay? I understand that you already have it, but it's something that I must do. I'm sorry. But I'm going to go ahead and try to get it out of the way as fast as I can, okay?
Yep.
All right. So moving along. First and foremost, I have the business name, which is T&A Roofing. Address I have here is 164 Mountain Road. This is our Arundel, Maine, 04046,
yep.
Correct?
Now,
is this a home address or is this an office location?
Home.
Home.
I don't want it on Google.
Okay, yeah, no worries. But you can receive mail at this address, right?
Yep.
Okay, the phone number that your clients will be giving you a call to is going to be the 207-289-9072. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, and the email address, which is TNA Builders LLC at gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay, great. And let's see, moving along, I'm seeing here that you don't have a website, but we are going to create one for you, right?
Yep.
All right. Now, give me a few seconds here so I can go ahead and pull up some domain URLs really quick. Give me a second here so you can go ahead and choose from. All right. So the only one that I do have available is taroofing.net.
taroofing.net. Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay. All right. And once again, we are going to be creating a website for you, right?
Yeah. Let me make sure that's okay with my husband for that domain name. Are you okay with taroofing.net?
No.
What,
TNA?
Is it possible to do it like TN as in Nancy A Roofing?
Let me see if, give me...
Or something with that, like TNA Roofing 207, or...
Let me see here. Now, the reason that I'm saying that it's TNA, because it is the business name, it's T, and then the... Not the word and, but the way that it, you know, the little squiggly, almost upside-down Fs, and...
Yeah.
A Roofing. That's why it's coming out that way. So let me see if I can make a change here and see if I can.
Yeah, even if we have to, because, like, when we did our email, it didn't let us either, so we put TNA Builders because it used to be Builders, now it's Roofing.
Okay, so, yeah, I was able to pull T, the letter N, A, roofing.net.
Okay.
Is that one better? Is that one okay for you?
Yep.
All right. Let me go ahead and get this one. All right. Hang on tight for me. TNAroofing.net. All right. Hang on tight really quick. All right, got it. All right, great. All right. Now, just to go to let you know, in case you do cancel the service with us, the domain name will be available for you to purchase for $99, but we're going to go ahead and create a stunning website for you, okay? Now, okay. Moving along, would you like to have the ability to process your customers' payments directly through the website?
Oh, they didn't ask me that the last time.
If you,
how does that work?
All right. So in this case here, if you do decide to, okay, we would need a couple things from you. First, we would need for you to make sure that you have a business PayPal account, totally different from your personal. And then you would need to generate a code to be used on your website. It's really simple. If you do decide to, I can send you the information and the steps on how to go ahead and do that.
Do you want them to be able to pay us through the website? No, we're all set with that.
Okay, no worries. All right. So something that I'm seeing here that you guys do have is a call tracking number. You got that taken care of. Now, one thing that I would like to inform you, would you guys like a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business?
No.
No? Okay. All right, moving along then. All right, so now we're going to go ahead and go over the keywords. The keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So you're in the roofing. What is the main service that you would like your potential customers to find you for?
It just has to be one thing or multiple things.
Well, look, I did some research and I found some keywords that are most relevant to your type of business. Let me know if these are okay, if you want me to remove some or add some. So, for instance, I found the keywords of roofing contractor, roofing, asphalt shingle roofing, metal roofing, siding repair, siding installation, downspout cleaning, asphalt shingle roof installation, asphalt shingle roof repair, flat foam installation, single ply roof installation, metal roof installation, wood shake roof installation, roof repair, roof replacement, and roof installation.
Okay, so all those are good besides the siding part.
The siding ones? Okay, let's see. The siding repair and the siding installation. All right.
So, yeah, roof installation, metal roofing, rubber roofing is one.
Okay, let me rubber roofing, got that one. Uh-oh, hold on.
Now, I don't know if it makes a difference because I know you said metal roofing, but there's two different types of metal roofing. There's standing, well, there's more than two, but the main ones that we do is standing seam roofing or screw-down roofing, metal roofing. So I don't know if that makes a difference or not either.
In this case here, it would be based on what the customer, the customer is going to go ahead and type down, on the keywords on Google when they do the search, metal roofing. And then after that, they'll probably know what, the type of roof that they have, and they'll obviously ask you for it. And that's when you'll be able to let them know, we'll do that or not.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So you're setting it up so, like, if I was going to look for someone, roofing services near me in Google, that's
right.
What you're talking about.
Correct. That's what the keywords are. So if I was to jump on Google and I would look for a roofer, boom, you guys would pop out. Yeah, so I'm pretty much the basic ones, the majority of the ones, correct?
Yeah, and then just to add the rubber roofing too, because I know that there's...
I got that one taken care of. Now, in this case here, Kim, you're going to be receiving an email with all these keywords that we just went over. If you want to go ahead and make any changes to those keywords, add or subtract any, go ahead and just reply back to the email with the what the changes that you want on that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business, so we can go ahead and get a better idea of how we're going to market you online. The next question would be if there's anything unique about your business or what do your customers like about your business. I do have some examples here if you want to hear those as well.
Yeah, I'll hear your examples and then I can add some to after.
So in this case here, do you provide free estimates?
It's tricky. We provide free estimates if the people work with us. If they don't, then we charge an estimate. So I'd probably maybe leave that one out.
All right. You are a family-owned business?
Yes.
You locally owned and operated?
Yes.
You're affordable?
Yes.
You have competitive prices?
Yes.
Do you offer warranty?
We actually have this thing where we beat most quotes.
Nice. Okay. Now, you do offer warranties?
Yep.
Okay. And do you offer discounts?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
We actually offer, like, huge discounts. We support all EMTs, firefighters, police officers. We even started doing teachers this year.
Nice.
We like to give back to the community, and we do a couple pro bono jobs a year. Like, we have a special thing with Home Depot that, like, last year we actually built a playground for our kids' school. Home Depot donated the materials. We donated our time.
That's great.
The other, trying to think, what is other things that make us stand out? Yeah, but besides the discount. Like, our family homes, we give warranties. There's, we offer where we entirely seal the roof, where a lot of other companies don't do that. I don't know if that's like a lot to add in one thing.
Well, in this case, I would think that that would all follow under the offers that you offer discounts, okay?
Okay.
And promotions, okay? So we'll go ahead and leave it like that. The next question here is if you have a mission statement. If you don't, I do have some examples as well.
This is our problem with our other one. We don't have a mission statement. So what's some general ideas that you have?
Okay, so for instance, I have here at TNA Roofing, we bring creative projects and visions to life, or at TNA Roofing, our mission is to focus on customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality of service, or at TNA Roofing, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation. I have some more. At TNA Roofing, we strive for higher standards of service.
The second one you said.
At TNA Roofing, our mission is to focus on customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality of service.
Yes.
All right. Let's go ahead and add that.
And we'll add service and satisfaction.
Service. Okay. Got it. Give me a second. Let me just go ahead and fill in. At TNA Roofing, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality of service and satisfaction. Correct?
Yep.
Satisfaction. Got it. All right. Moving along. Now, do you happen to have a tagline or a slogan? I only have two options, which are pretty much the same, only one word does change. For instance, it could be either my focus is customer satisfaction or our focus is customer satisfaction.
Our focus is customer satisfaction.
Okay. Our focus. Okay, got it. All right. Now, the next couple of questions, how many years have you been in the business?
15.
15, so we're, let me see here. So we're talking since 2008?
Yep.
And how many years of experience do you have?
Over 40 years on the site.
Okay, 40 years, great. All right, and the number of employees that work for the company?
Between 15 and 36.
Can we,
Winter time, we downsize, summertime, we increase.
All right, we'll go ahead and put 30 plus, if that's all right.
Yep, that works.
Okay. All right. And you guys do residential and commercial, or just one or the other?
No, we do both.
Okay, both. Great. And the hours of operation, what is your hours Monday through Friday?
It's 24/7, 365.
Okay.
And we include emergency services as well.
Okay. Service. All right. Got it. All right. And what types of payments do you accept? Cash, Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, American Express, MasterCard, Visa, PayPal?
We accept everything except for there's no way for us to really process like credit or debit cards. So it'd be either check, cash,
okay.
PayPal, Venmo, Zelle,
Cash App,
all those.
All right. Great. Okay, so checks, cash, Cash App, Zelle, and Venmo, right?
Yep.
All right. And last question before I jump to the next part. You guys are licensed and insured, correct?
We're insured, and in our state, they don't do licensing.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so you are insured, but licensing is not required, correct?
Correct.
All right. All right. Okay. Now let's go ahead and talk about the Google Business Profile. Now you are located in Maine, right? In Ardreal, if I'm correct?
Arundel.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
What cities would you like to go ahead and target?
What cities do we want to target? We usually live within an hour, right?
I did a 25-mile radius, and I got some. Let me know if these are correct. Okay, I have Newburyport, Hampton, Dover, Rochester, Sanford, Saco, if I'm correct, Scarborough, South Portland, Westbrook, Gorham, Freeport, and Brunswick.
Amanda, is it all the littler towns in between or no?
I'm sorry?
Is it all the little towns in between? Is it a lot more towns than just that?
Yeah, I went on. Let me see here. Give me a second. Let me go ahead and do it again.
You are missing Thalmus.
Well,
you said Brunswick.
So you know what? Let's go ahead and do a 50-mile radius. So what I went off and I did, I'm searching a 50-mile radius from where your location is. And I got all of those, for instance, all the way down from Newburyport and then all the way up to Brunswick. In between those two, from Newburyport and then all the way to Brunswick is a 50-mile radius, and in between those is Rochester, is Portsmouth, Dover, all of those, the ones that I mentioned.
You don't want New Hampshire, do you? Okay, so we'll keep those. All right, yeah, so we'll do all those. There's some other key ones in there, like there's, and I don't know if you have them, but Wells, Agunkwit, Kennebunkport.
Hold on. You give them to me little by little. So I have Wells, and what's the other
one? Sorry. You got Wells.
Uh-huh.
Ogunquit.
How do you spell that one? I'm sorry.
Hold on. I'll have to look it up because I have no idea.
Okay. Let me see if I have it.
It's Ogunquit.
Okay. Got it. Now I got it. Okay. Which other one would you like to add?
Kennebunk and Kennebunkport.
Kennebunk and then Kennebunkport. Okay. Got them.
Buxton, that's B-U-X-T-O-N.
Buxton, got it.
Hollis, H-O-L-L-I-S.
Got it.
Dayton, D-A-Y-T-O-N.
Got it.
Standish, S-T-A-N-D-I-S-H.
F as in Frank or S-H? Oh, no, S-S-H. I'm sorry.
S as in Sam.
Okay, got it.
Lyman, L-Y-M-A-N.
Got it.
Old Orchard Beach.
Old Orchard Beach, got it.
Falmouth, F-A-L-M-O-U-T-H, I think that's how you say it. Yarmouth, Y-A-R-M-O-U-T-H.
Yarmouth, gotcha.
Oh, thank you.
I've got space for one more.
Okay, so then he has space for one more. So you want Kittery, right, or York? York, Y-O-R-K.
Got it, York. All right, great. Now let's go ahead and move along. Now, do you know if you guys have a Google Business profile?
We don't. Not that I'm aware
you know
of.
What? Let me see here. 2072.
I might have tried to create one a long time ago, but I honestly don't remember.
You know what you guys actually do? I'm seeing, hold on, TNA Builders. Oh, no, this is TNA Builders.
So what had happened was before COVID, we had TNA Builders.
Okay.
And then after COVID, we decided to rename it, and that's when we did KCM. We did KCM Construction, and then now because we've grown so much, me and my husband have decided he's going to run the KCM Construction. I am running TNA Roofing, so that's why you got.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little confusing, but...
But in this case here, you don't have one for the roofing.
No.
Okay, great. No worries. We're going to go ahead and create a Google Business Profile and optimize it. The only thing is that Google is going to require a one or two verifications, and they're going to go ahead and determine what verification method. It is really important, you know, to go ahead and show your business on Google Search and Maps. The verification will be done either using video, a phone call, an email, or maybe even a postcard, okay? We're going to go ahead and require your assistance and cooperation on this during this process. The majority of the time, the video verification has the highest likelihood to go ahead and occur. So since you're the business owner, it is important for you to go ahead and do this, you know, by either, you know, processing or uploading a video showing your location, equipment if you have it, and proof of management if you do have it as well. We'll go ahead and provide you with all the instructions and requirements via email, so don't worry about that either. For instance, if the postcard method is used, you're going to go ahead and receive one within 5 to 7 business days to the address that you gave me earlier, but I highly doubt it that it will happen.
That's how it happened the last time, and they sent us a postcard.
Okay, well then, in this case, sure. Let's not do that one then. Let's not say that it won't.
Yeah.
Okay. So, wow. It's the first. You know, it's actually the first time that I ever heard someone say that that the postcard method was used. Okay. Well.
Oh yeah. They actually had to send it twice.
Okay, well, in this case here, you know the process already, you know, just let us know in reference to once you go ahead and receive it, and we'll go ahead and get that taken care of for you, all right?
Okay.
So moving along, the next thing that I do have as part of our efforts to go ahead and optimize your Google business profile and help you get more leads, we'd like to introduce you to a great feature, which is called GBP messaging. The GBP messaging just basically allows customers to message your business directly through the Google business profile. This option is totally free. The only thing that I will need to know from you is if you would like for us to go ahead and enable it.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
That just goes right to our email, right?
No, they would be able to message you guys directly, like, you know, through the phone.
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
Okay, awesome. All right, so now that I've gathered all this information, I'm going to be sending it out to our editing team. Now, we have two options here for you. The first option is to go ahead and optimize your business for the best leads from the top directories or the top websites such as Google and Facebook and Yelp. The second option is to place your business into all public directories online, though many which are actually known to feed directly to telemarketing campaigns. Honestly, we always suggest the first option since we are actually able to customize depending on what your business needs and the most important websites. Does that work for you?
Well, the way we did it with the first one is we just had you guys list it on all of them, and that one's been actually fine with us.
Okay, so you want to go the second option then, correct?
Yeah.
Which is, okay, option two. Okay, great. Okay. Let's see here. Do you want the directories with or without Yelp?
We do want Yelp.
Okay, you do? Okay.
We've actually gotten quite a bit of business from that.
Okay. Okay, give me a second. Okay. All right, great. Okay, cool. All right. Moving along, let's see here. Now, do you have a business Facebook page?
We don't, and we just actually started doing that with our other one, and we're not really 100% happy with that one yet, so we're going to hold off on that for right now.
Okay, yeah, no worries. Yeah, I do see that. All right, so no need. Okay. Now, you're going to be receiving a few emails from us within the next few days. Okay, as I mentioned earlier, the first email is going to be the keywords email. Okay, go ahead and take a look at and review them. If you want to make changes to them, just do me the favor, you know, and send me an email with the changes that you want. The second email is going to be the photos email. If you have photos of your completed work, we can use these for your Google business profile. You can add up to 20 pictures on that email. Just make sure that, you know, they have a good quality on there. If you also have a logo, send that out as well. Just to let you know that we're going to be temporarily using a high-quality stock photo for the new website. If any images that you provide are low on quality and we feel that they won't best represent your business, then stock photos will be used temporarily. Okay, just keep in mind that they are general photos related to your industry. If you see any photos that may not apply, just write to us and let us know, hey, you know what, this you put in a photo of a washer and I have nothing to do with it. We'll go ahead and take it off and replace it with other images, okay?
Okay, now the last, the other person I talked to the other day, because I have sent so many photos, including roofing ones, to you guys, she has said that you guys could actually pick from those. I can also send you guys more because obviously we've done a lot more since then. But instead of using the stock photos, because
we get
questions from customers all the time, if you guys could use those photos, and then we can send you more as well.
Yeah, the thing here is that sometimes, you know, but in this case, it's not going to happen because you've already had, another account here with us. But we say that because sometimes clients, they'll forget or they have other things to do and they haven't sent them out. So, you know, that's why we mm-hmm. let them know about the stock photos that'll be used until they actually send them out, you know. But in this case, if you've already sent out photos previously, that's totally fine. We'll go ahead and grab them from there. If you want to send out more, totally fine as well. The more the merrier for us.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely send you guys more. I just, instead of, like I said, when we set up our other website, people are like, those photos look so fake. And I'm like, yeah, it was just temporary. And so we had to get past that one.
Okay, no worries. But yeah, okay. So in this case here, let's see, after that, those photos issues, okay, the photo issued, okay, got them. So the next thing, within a few days, you're going to be receiving also an email, which is the third one, with login credentials to your client dashboard, okay? This is going to allow you to go out and track and manage your company's online performance. It's mobile friendly. You can sign in basically from anywhere. On your client dashboard, it will show you how many calls and clicks you're receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, and as well the directories that we listed your business on, okay? You're going to be receiving that call tracking email, which will allow you to see the number that you have chosen for you to promote, as well where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. You will be able to track and manage your phone calls, block unnecessary calls, and manage all the calls that will benefit the business, okay?
The other lady had said something about because our other phone number is linked to the KCM construction, she had said something about giving us another number for, like, our login and things like that.
Correct.
Now, is any of it going to a...
Go ahead.
Are we going to be able to see still, like, all the calls that came through on just this side because it's the same number?
No. Well, in this case here, to confirm, the number 9072 is the number that your clients are going to be calling you, right?
Yes, but that is also the same number that we use for KCM construction.
Correct. Okay, so in this case here, you know what? Let me go ahead and notate that. As a matter of fact, that one has been notated right here. Since it is the same number, you'll be able to go ahead and see it. I don't see why there's going to be a problem, even though if it's two different accounts. With the same same number. So, yeah, you'll be able to go ahead and see it. That's not going to be a problem.
Okay.
Okay, great. So, yeah, so now let me just go ahead and let you know a little bit more about the time frame. With Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. And you should, things should be up and running within 7 to 14 days, more or less. We will also submit your business information and the content that we created to directories, and we will optimize your Google business profile once it has been verified. But basically, you should see a maximum result within 30 to 45 days, okay? Just don't forget that in that meantime, you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content if you want to. Another thing, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, service requests, and competitors along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare or Nextwork requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile are scam calls. Okay, if you receive any of those, please give us a call before you do respond to any questionable requests that you might receive in reference to that, okay?
Oh, yes, we get those all the time. We just ignore them.
Okay, great. All right, so as we get closer to finishing up with the call, I would like to follow up with you in about 3 weeks just to go ahead and touch base and see how the account is progressing. What time would be best for you 3 weeks from today, if I'm correct, it's going to be October the 9th. What time on October the 9th can I reach out?
Around this time would be good.
Around the same time? Okay. Got it.
Now, is there going to be, like, you actually developed the website, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so then, what services do you exactly have for, like, us doing, like, we do asphalt, rubber, both types of metal roofing? I just want to make sure that there's not, like, one out there that we... I know there's different in different states.
So, once again, the main keywords, the keywords that I've posted on here is going to be roofing contractor, roofing, asphalt shingle roofing, metal roofing, rubber roofing, downspout cleaning, asphalt shingle roof installation, asphalt shingle roof repair, flat foam installation, single ply roof installation, metal roof installation, wood shake
there was
roof.
Foam installation.
What about that one?
You don't do that, right? We don't do that one.
Let me see where we go. Where did I see? Oh,
we're actually not even familiar with that one.
Okay. Well, that was a keyword that came out for some reason. Okay, so flat foam. All right. So then no flat foam. So it's going to be single ply roof installation, metal roof installation, wood shake roof installation, roof repair, roof replacement, and roof installation. We have roof installation.
Yep.
Yeah, roof installation. So,
sounds good then. And then that's how you're going to do it, like on the website as well. Like under, like I know where they say under, for our other website, it says
the services
that
you
we provide. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then I believe you said the rubber, you listed that one as well,
yeah.
Right?
The rubber roofing? Rubber
okay.
Roofing, yes. I got it. But once again, keep in mind, Kim, I'm going to send an email out with all these keywords. You can review them. If you don't like some, you can take some out and just let me know, and we'll replace them, okay?
Okay, great.
Yeah, other than that, I'm going to go ahead and send you an invite on the calendar. So it's just going to give you a reminder when I'm going to go ahead and give you a call just to go ahead and update you and see how things are going. But other than that, before I do let you go, do you have any other questions or concerns?
No, I think that's it.
All right, awesome. Do me a favor, Kim. Please look out for those emails and text messages from us with updates within the next couple of days because you're going to be receiving them. Also, a couple of calls as well. But other than that, I want to thank you for your time and taking the time, you know, to answer my questions. But other than that, you have an outstanding rest of the day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. No problem. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.